Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Hey everybody, today's episode is brought to you in part by HBO Now. HBO Now is the new way to stream all of HBO's series, movies, documentaries, sports, specials, and more. And there is no TV package required. Download the app on your favorite device to start your 30-day free trial instantly. Enjoy the show!
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as a cardboard kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. Doug loves cookies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Coming to you from the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater, Sunset Boulevard location in Los Angeles. It's Monday, May 16th, 2016, and I want to see some goddamn name tags. They're all in the front row, apparently. And quite a nice selection. And welcome back, Baseball Jordan, everybody. It's been a while. When was the last time you saw a show?
It's been a month.
Months.
Back at UCB on a Tuesday.
UCB on a Tuesday, the other UCB?
Right.
Are you going to come back tomorrow night at UCB at Franklin at 9:30?
We're not going to make it.
Okay, well, that's all right. I just appreciate you showing up at all. Yeah, well, you know, whatever you got to do. You going to Disneyland a lot still?
Yeah.
We got to run into each other there. I'm going 20 times this year. Let's do some... Oh, you put your name tags down. Thank you. Thank you for... I just wanted to make sure there were some Return of the Jason. Doug plugs. I already mentioned tomorrow night, UCB Theater, Franklin, 9:30. That's Tuesday, May 17th, if you're listening to this too late. St. Louis, Douglas Movies is at Helium Comedy Club on Wednesday, May 25th. It will be a gas, so get your tickets before they are gone. Such a dumb joke. Argon, get it? If you can't make it Wednesday, St. Louis, come to my stand-up show on Thursday, May 26th, and bring a name tag for a chance to play Last Man Standing. Boston, May 28th, New York City, May 30th, Bloomington, Indiana, June 4th, DouglasMovies.com. Don't make me say DouglasMovies.com again. In the prize bag tonight, we have a Douglas Movies t-shirt, another shirt that I got yesterday, it's just not the kind of style, not the kind of style I would wear, but it's kind of a cool shirt. It says support Idaho comedians, because there's not enough joking about potatoes in the world. Oh, speaking of potatoes, I got some D-Luscious cookies. I don't know what that has to do with potatoes. but it's just another thing you can eat. And a, I think there's a pipe in here from Peacemaker. There sure is. One of these rubber pipes. And then, from my personal VHS collection, there's two in every bag these days until I don't have any anymore. An episode of Gross Point called Bare Naked in America. That sounds like a fun one. It sounds like 22 minutes of fun on VHS. And a Buffy the Vampire Slayer episode entitled Dead Man's Party. I don't remember that one specifically, but I'm sure it was good. All of that is in the prize bag, plus all the stuff that my guests brought. So let's get them out here. Please give a big warm welcome to Demi Juibe, Maz Jobrani, Megan Nerger, and Dustin Ibarra.
You nailed it on the last name.
Hey, you guys. Thanks for being here. Let's talk to the first-time guests first. Making his first appearance on the show is Maz Jobrani, everybody.
Hey, man. Thank you for having me. This is cool.
I'm glad you like it. I'm glad
so
you're into it.
So far,
we
so
were
good.
Backstage, and he was like, so do you record this and put it out, or is it just a live show? And I was like, that's a great idea. Just do a live show and not fuck around with the recording part.
Yeah, man. Make people find you. All live, all the time.
Yeah. Now, this is actually going to be out tomorrow, so the question is for you, because you, the reason I asked you to be on the show, I've known you for a while, you're a very funny comedian, but you have written and direct, and acted in, starred in, played the titular character,
titular,
as they like
yes,
to say.
Yes.
Jimmy Vestvood?
Yeah, it's
is
called,
that how you pronounce it?
Yeah,
Vestvood?
Vestvood, you got it right.
Yeah. And what's the rest of the title after the...
So it's Jimmy Vestvood, American Hero.
And American is spelled with a K.
American with a K.
Uh-huh.
The reason it's Jimmy Vestvood is because he's a guy who comes from... An immigrant who comes from Iran to America.
Uh-huh.
And he's always wanted to be an American hero. Like his hero was... he used to watch Steve McQueen movies back in Iran. So he wins the green card lottery to come to America. And he wants to be a cop like McQueen was in the movie Bullet.
Sure.
And once he gets to America, he realizes modern day America doesn't embrace immigrants the way it used to. So the only job he can... Yeah, I don't know if you've been watching...
No, I haven't noticed any problems along those lines.
It's just a few, you know. So he ends up getting... The only job he can get is working as a security guard at a Persian grocery store. And he's got to save the world from there.
Right, so he's got to... He's got to bring all the problems to that store.
Yeah, well, the thing, I describe it as like the Persian Pink Panther meets Borat. And the tagline is, heroes are not born, they are imported.
That's right. I even wrote it down because I love taglines. We do a game on the show sometimes where I read the taglines for movies and people have to guess.
Yeah, man.
Which one it is. So you already worked your own tagline into the conversation.
There you go.
I love it. That's awesome. And where can people see it?
So it just came out last weekend at in L.A., Encino, Irvine, and D.C. By the way, per screen average, we are right behind Captain America.
Wow.
Yes. So... An Iranian almost beat Captain America.
Yeah,
that's not good.
That pesky problem of only being on four screens.
Yeah, the problem of being on four. Yeah,
that's slowing you down a little bit.
A little bit, but we're going to expand to New York as well as Toronto next week, and then we're looking to expand beyond that. And we got a second weekend out of it because we did so well. So people can go to JimmyVestvood.com. That's the word Westwood, which is where he lives.
Uh-huh.
But Iranians can't say W, so we say V instead of V. So he's Jimmy Vestvood, American hero. So JimmyVestvood.com. Has all the listings. People can, you know, find it there.
Right on. So check it out, you guys. And what'd you bring for the prize bag?
I brought a couple of things. So I've got my stand-up comedy special that was a Showtime special called I'm Not a Terrorist, But I've Played One on TV.
Yeah, because your IMDb page, man, it is chock full of those roles.
Yeah, man.
You're in a lot of stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny because I always say, like, when you're of Middle Eastern descent, when you first start acting in Hollywood and you go out for an audition, they go, oh, you're Iranian. Great. Can you say, I will kill you in the name of Allah? And you go, yeah, I could, but what if I played the doctor in this movie? And they go, great, then you can hijack the hospital. So that's the kind of parts I was getting. And that's one of the reasons I wrote Jimmy Vestfoot is because I think it's the first hero of Middle Eastern descent in an American movie. So
I can't think of any.
I can't either. I mean, there was Prince of Persia, but that was Jake Gyllenhaal.
Is he not Middle Eastern?
He's not Middle Eastern. Jake Gyllenhaal? He's got to be Dutch or something, right?
I don't know.
Half Jewish.
Half Jewish?
Yeah, I have radar for all of them.
There you go.
That's the Middle East, right?
It is the Middle East. You're right.
The Middle East.
You are
the Jews. You know, are not Middle Eastern. They're like Ashkenazi, Middle European. Okay. They don't have.
How do you know which Jews he knows?
We're on a. She has my roster of Jews.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Go ahead and pass that down here. Thank you for bringing that. And I heard there's a. You might have a T-shirt.
Yes, I have a T-shirt. My co-writer of Jimmy Vestfoot, American Hero. There he is, Amir Ohepsian, and he brought a T-shirt.
Can you toss the shirt down?
Where are you? Throw it down. Where are you? I can't see. He couldn't get good seats.
Yeah, pass it along.
We're so low budget, we can't even get good seats for the co-writer. That's how.
No, it's a good seat up there.
No, not you guys. I'm saying our. I'm saying our show could.
Actually,
you gave us
the shirt.
You gave us a ticket. So
yeah.
I appreciate it.
Here's the shirt, you guys. It's beautiful. Yeah.
Jimmy Vestfoot, American Hero.
Yeah, I love it. Go ahead and join us, Dustin.
Oh, what's up, man?
No, I mean, scoot your chair up.
Oh, I didn't want to block
you
guys.
You're so separate.
It's weird. I don't want to be that guy who was like in front of two people and like you guys are eating and I'm like, oh, hey, what's up, guys? I'm here too. Here's my big hair and shit.
We're not eating.
All right, we'll talk to you in a minute.
See, exactly. I know it.
Debbie, Digi eBay is here today.
Hey, hello. Howdy.
We had the how do you pronounce your name conversation backstage.
I should have told you. I wanted to see how you would do it.
When you're looking at it on the paper, I can't even guess. A-D-E-J-U-Y-I-G-E. And I, as far as I know, and from now on, I'm going to pronounce it a Digi-eBay.
Yep. Nailed it. You
which
all
is just
free
the sentence, did you eBay?
Did you?
I'm glad it works.
It's perfect. That's the right pronunciation. I'm sure my parents were like, someone just said it at the hospital, and they're like, that's it. It's your last name now.
I love it. And you're the co-host of Gilmore Guys podcast.
That I am.
On iTunes and elsewhere. How many, have you watched them all yet?
No, we just started the seventh season, which is the last season. They're rebooting it, so not really the last season. The worst season, apparently, but we're close. We're almost done, and I will be free from that hell. I'm kidding. The show's great. Check it out.
Oh, no, it's a really fun show, but you did also sort of set yourself up by saying, I'm going to watch every episode of the show I never cared about and then podcast about it.
I didn't think it would take 2 years is the thing. But I'm having a good time. We're all having laughs.
Yeah, and you were excited to hear they're making more of it?
Yeah.
it does not sound genuine.
My honest reaction was like, okay. Like, it's only four more episodes. It's not like for us that we're all of a sudden like, it's happening, it's all back, and it's going to be here forever. It's like, it's four more episodes, then it's done forever, so.
That's what they're saying?
Yeah.
Four and out?
Oh, four and out.
But if people love it, they'll make more.
They'll do a spinoff or something where it's now they're all in Brooklyn.
Yeah. Better Call Lori or something like that.
So you don't like the show? You do?
No, I do like the show. I've just never seen it before. Until like now.
Okay.
Yeah, my co-host has seen
the podcast with his super fan friend.
Yeah.
Who's really into the show.
Oh.
Kevin Porter.
Yeah. And they have a nice time talking about it.
Yeah, Doug was on it.
Yeah, on this very stage.
Had a good old time.
Yep. What'd you bring for the prize bag?
I brought a few things.
Oh my goodness.
This is all because Megan decided to put her gift in my bag.
I was trying to hide it, make it a sweet surprise.
I do. In that case, that's not what it was. I brought a Gilmore Guys hat.
Ooh.
Yeah. I brought a Gilmore Guys sweatshirt.
I have one of those. They're amazing.
Megan has the first ever one of these in which we are posed with the boys of Gilmore Girls in a Backstreet Boys style pose. I brought a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt.
Wait, what?
A copy of Banana Gray.
Why do you have a Doug Loves Movies
because
t-shirt?
I have been in this very audience and won before, and the shirt does not fit
me. This was all the shit from the prize bag?
Yeah, I almost brought a copy of Schmovie, but I couldn't find it.
Bananagrams is what they give out at midnight.
It is, yes. And Doug passed it on to the show, and now I'm passing it back on to the show. I brought a comic, this Marvel Civil War. Don't get too excited. It's not the one they made the movie about. A copy of Call of Duty that came with my PlayStation. I don't want it. Please take it.
Oh, that's a good one.
And then the bag is a Gilmore Guys tote bag, so you can have a ton of merch for a show you don't watch.
Whoever wins tonight is really, I hope you have a hand cart.
Yeah.
Or lots of friends to help you, because it's quite a lot of stuff. And Megan Nuringer is here, everybody. Fourteenth time on the show.
Is it?
I don't know. So...
I just saw it my life. It sounds about right, doesn't it?
And so you really put a lot of thought in your prize bag selection.
I just first wanted to say that you also pronounce my last name, Adichiewebe. I've just been too shy to correct you all this time.
I mean, Nuringer's not the easiest. This is the toughest panel of names I've probably encountered.
You Nuringer?
It's multiculti.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of name is yours?
It's Nigerian.
Oh, fantastic. And what kind of name is your last name?
It's like Eastern
German.
You can only say German words with that much anger.
And Dustin is
Ivada, which is Mexican. But that's a crapshoot. My mom got around, so we're still kind of like, you know. I could be Islander. Or
my mom had a bus pass.
Yeah, so.
It is very, it's like a World Cup soccer thing.
It really is. Oh, I hope you guys don't start screaming and fighting. And
goal! They just get mad at Doug, you white guy. Why?
It's really, tonight we really are here to decide what's the best country. And they're each going to play for a country instead of an audience member tonight.
Ah, yes. I'm playing for Nigeria. I get to choose a different country. I'm going to choose Brazil.
Oh.
They seem scrappy.
I like that.
The president just was voted out.
Oh, okay.
So they're looking for a leader.
I don't want to. You lose your president. That's not a strong country. I'm going to go with a different. Portugal? They're doing good?
I think there's no one's jailed for drugs there, so that's where I want to
go. I'm about it. Portugal, I'm repping you tonight.
Yeah.
Let's lose.
So Megan brought a big box of something.
I brought my favorite beverage, grapefruit flavored La Croix, sometimes pronounced by uncultured people La Croix.
Right.
It's like so delicious. There's no sugar, there's no sodium, there's no additives. It's just pure refreshment. Whoever gets this box, it's going to be missing a single La Croix.
Because that's what you're going to enjoy during the show?
Yeah, I'm parched. And I just want you to know that it's not poison, it's safe, you can have it. So
well, that's good that you're showing them by drinking one.
I'll drink the first one so you know it's safe.
Are you the spokesperson for LaCroix?
I know some people who are invested in the company.
Okay.
Is that only found at Trader Joe's?
It's not found at Trader Joe's. I wish. I had to get this at fucking Gelson's.
You can find LaCroix anywhere.
Does it taste good at room temperature?
Do you want to have the first sip, Doug?
Nope.
Do you want to have the second sip after I've warmed it up with my mouth?
No, just try it, though, and let us know.
I like anything at any temperature.
Oh, okay.
There's no wrong way to enjoy a LaCroix. I'm the new spokesperson. I tricked you. That's why I came out of my bag.
It's La Croix.
You know?
We're changing it.
Demi has never tried a LaCroix.
And I refuse to.
There's no good
wine. Oh, but there it is right in front of you.
There you go.
It's right in your face.
Try it.
Just sip it.
I don't want to.
Is it because of my germs?
Yes.
What about crack him a new one?
It's now,
we got to get somebody impartial to drink this shit.
You try it, I try it, we all try it.
I'll go LaCroix.
The communal LaCroix.
This is how countries come together.
Yeah. And it'll also make the prize bag way less. If we take a lot of those cans out of there.
They do this at the UN all the time. This is how they make peace.
It's not great.
No.
Oh, whoa, this is crazy.
It's great. Fantastic.
It's not great. It's
not grapefruit flavor.
I've never drank after this many minorities before.
We should have let you go first.
Oh, it tastes good. But I don't know if it was you guys, you know? I could have been my back.
Quite a mixer.
Here, have some, dog. Yeah.
I spit lemonade in there.
It's almost like nothing happens when you take a sip of it.
Yeah.
It's like a little bit better than drinking your own mouth.
It tastes like sparkling water that someone squeezed a little bit of grapefruit into.
Yeah.
I would love for as little as possible.
As little as possible.
I would love for
trying to save money, these guys.
Just a touch of flavor. That's all I need.
Are there calories in it? Like, that's zero calories, right?
Zero calories.
If there's fucking calories in that, I'm going to be pissed.
All the calories, none of the flavor.
Dude, yeah, that tasted like no calories at all.
I would love for Doug to cut to the ads in the middle of the episode and be like, this episode brought to you by LaCroix.
I'm not going to say it wrong.
LaCroix.
No, it's so funny. The thing on the back, calories, zero. Total fat, zero. It's like that song, my name is no.
My fat is no.
My number is no. My calories are no.
My sodium, kind of high.
Carbohydrates, zero. Sugars, zero.
Flavor,
protein,
zero.
It says, literally says zero for everything.
It's just water.
It's just water?
They made water worse. Why does anyone enjoy this product?
LaCroix means worse water in French.
It's not true.
She's losing sponsorship dollars by the minute.
People are still going to try it, Megan, just because of your love for it.
Yeah, in Flint, Michigan, maybe. You know?
Oh, get him.
See? I read the Times.
That'd be the worst thing a person could do is ship a case of that to people.
Oh my God. We also have this big bucket of piss too.
I'm sorry.
You know the investors. Shit. Right?
No. I'm going to send just a single can of LaCroix to Flint, Michigan. Just one can. That should do.
They'll be like, this tastes exactly like the thing that is the water.
Demi, you're a hater.
I am a hater. Only of LaCroix.
Have you ever added some lime to that just to give it more flavor?
Absolutely. And like a shit ton of vodka. And then you just have a perfect cocktail.
Well, that's
cocktail.
Why you love it so much. You're drunk all the time drinking it.
Vodka qua?
It's a vodka qua.
Fancy.
Vodka.
Vodka.
Vodka, mon amour.
There's no bad wah to enjoy a vodka. That's
they should
nothing.
Just bottle
Demi,
the whole, make, put the
you're
vodka
too good at
and the qua together.
Do not like it.
In one bottle.
Maybe if they pay me, we'll see how I feel.
Take another sip.
I can't stop thinking about how when you drink it, nothing happens. Your life doesn't change in any way. You just have a can in your hand that's still got more of it in it.
How do they make something that is just zero? Like, what? How does that work?
They just got water and were like, get the dirt out of it or mix it back in. It's like they got rainwater. Let me start this over. It's like they got rainwater and forgot to filter it. There we go.
By the end of this can, you're going to be loving it.
I don't know.
I'm not going to finish it.
I still can't even recall what happens when you drink it.
You're quenched. You're quenched, and to be honest, for me, I feel like it gives me a personality.
Is it only in grapefruit flavor, or are there other?
Oh, this is the best flavor. There's like a lot of flavors.
If you did not have that label on the can, would you say this is grapefruit, or would you go, this is slightly flavored water? I don't know what flavor.
Yeah, it just tasted like sparkling water with something. Like I said, like so, as every other flavor, also just a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah, it got like a mean look from a piece of fruit.
Maybe that's what LaCroix means. It's just a little bit.
I'm going to have to cut off the conversation about this beverage when it hits 5 minutes.
Sorry.
I had a good Walking Dead bit about them finding it, but oh well.
We got to move on, you guys. I've got so much planned for you today.
We're going to toss the claws into the audience.
The first thing I want to do is, it's not really, it's kind of a game. It's called...
I'm Dustin Ibarra.
Huh?
Oh, Dustin wins.
That's how long we talk about LaCroix. I forgot to introduce you.
Oh, yeah.
I brought two movies in my gift bag. Jesse Stone, Sea of Change, or no, Sea Change, and Jesse Stone, Death in Paradise. There was a sale, and when you see one Jesse Stone, you gotta get two, or else the other will get lonely. Tom Selleck, sorry. Yeah.
Well, the first one ends on such a
I brought a cake that says enjoy. Jesse Stone. Yeah. I even brought the frosting, too, if you want to change it, you know. And this might be poisonous. I don't know. You know, this is... No, it's good, guys. I did it in my car. I put the...
Cake and LaCroix. What a night this person's going to have.
You're going to have the least flavorful night of all time.
There it is. All right, thank you for reminding me about that. Oh, you can pass all of the prizes down here. Megan, you can keep yours.
Awfully heavy for no
That's
calories.
That's what I'm saying.
What is the weight? It's the can.
Oh, my God.
Just a simply punishing case of
LaCroix. What's one of these stupid things?
Yeah.
There we
these
go.
Are the ready? New donuts. Get ready.
Look at how many people are raising their hands. People of taste.
Because people like free things.
For those of you at home, no one is raising their hand.
There's a couple of
There are
people.
Less hands up than there are remaining.
They're shaking up, so be careful. Nothing might come out of it when you open it.
I saw someone in the first row take a sip and then make like this grimacing face.
That's the face of refreshment.
No, that's the face of pain.
If anybody else wants one, just come down and take it.
Doug is just kicking my gift.
Oh, wait, I gotta keep one for the prize bag. All right, so I want to try something that's a new thing. And
someone put it back!
Put it back!
Yes!
We'll leave that one for Elijah.
You know what? Sir, I see your neg, and I raise you, I will sleep with you. Okay? I see what you're
it
doing.
It worked.
This new thing I want to try is called MyMDB. And basically what it is the person who's going to win is the person who looks at their own IMDb page the most. So you might not want to win. It might be embarrassing.
I don't know. I like to look at old Dusty.
Who wants to go first? Dustin, what are the top four? You get a point for each. What are the top four things that you are known for according to IMDb?
Gotham, we bought a zoo.
Yes.
Californication.
No. One more guess.
Oh, it's just movies, right?
Not always, but generally. It is the movie database.
21 and over.
Mm-hmm. So you got two right. Good job.
Can I guess one of his?
What?
Are you sure I've been in more shit than that? This feels like, man.
Can I guess one of his?
They had Hop and Ted 2.
Yes, okay. And I swear I look more than that. I just have bad memory, you know?
Right, it also changes. They base it on a very strange metric that flips and flops around.
Yeah, it is some scientific thing.
Hey, Moz, what do you think your top four are?
Now, is this the top four on the list, or like...
You know, it says best known for and has four different projects. They tend to be movies, but if you do TV as well, then some of those might creep in there.
I didn't know that existed. Now I'm going to go check it out.
Well, you're going to hear the answer right now.
Then I won't need to.
After
right.
You guess.
Best known for Friday After Next?
Yes.
All right. The Interpreter?
Yes.
Two for two. Jimmy Vestwood?
No, it's not. He's not in the top four
not yet.
Come on, I'm the guy. I am Jimmy Vestwood. How can I not be known?
It's a weird system they use.
Bum, bum, bum. And 13 going on 30.
Yes.
Woo!
Yeah.
Out of four.
Nice. The one you missed was something called In the Dark.
That was like a short film.
Okay.
All right.
They get weird over there.
Yeah.
All right. So you got three out of four. Let's go to Megan.
Okay. Wait. This is just what they think I'm the most known for, but not what like my family members.
If your family members run IMDb, then yes, it is your family that made this decision.
Kroll Show?
No.
At Midnight?
No.
LaCroix? No.
LaCroix, the movie.
Forgettable Beverages? Yes.
Slow Learners?
No.
I literally look at IMDb every day.
I bet I can guess one of yours.
You can guess one of mine?
I think so.
I let Demi guess.
Okay, he's going to get your last guess?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bachelorette.
Yes.
I know you better than you know yourself.
So Megan gets 1 point.
Does she get that point?
They also said something called Extreme.
That's a writing job.
Okay. It's what you're, known what you're best known for.
Yeah, you're known
Escape
for.
Escape from Brooklyn.
Oh, that's a web series I did.
And number one, Silent Library.
Oh, fuck me.
I love that show.
I wrote for that show. They have like really old ancient writing credits.
How do you write for that show? I thought it just happened.
I have a feeling
it's not a real library. Are you sitting? Oh.
I have a feeling they don't really research it. They just have a guy who goes,
wow,
this sounds interesting.
Wait, I gotta call. I gotta do IMDb Pro and change that metric. That's what's up.
That's
there.
How they get you to do IMDb Pro.
Oh, I don't have a, okay, because that sucks. Yeah. Okay. No wonder I'm not working right now.
One of my top four is a movie I didn't even know I was in. It's
Star
a weird
Wars?
Thing. It's weird how they do it. So, Demi, what do you think?
For mine?
Yeah.
At Midnight.
Correct.
Keith and Heath.
What?
Keith and Heath.
Uh-uh.
I have like three credits on IMDb. It's weird that that's not there. Drift.
Nuh-uh.
What? What am I in? I don't do things. Was I in Star Wars?
No.
Is that me?
Which one? Full title.
The Force Awakens?
No.
I thought it was me.
No.
And I truly don't know.
So you get 1 point for that, and they list the 2015 VMAs.
Yeah, wrote for those.
Stone Quackers?
Oh, yeah. Yep, that's an ADHD cartoon. There's no way you've seen that. That's a cartoon that I was like an office coordinator while it was being made.
Okay. And next time on Lonnie?
Yeah, I was a PA on a web series that Red Hour made.
Okay. That's your top four, dude.
Great.
You guys are really known for some stuff that you didn't know you were even known for.
I can't believe Star Wars isn't there.
Yeah, that is weird. So congrats to Maz. He won that game.
Woo!
Yeah. He wins nothing. Megan, what was the last movie you saw in any format?
I just saw the documentary The Wolf Pack recently.
You did?
I did.
Very charming movie, isn't it?
Yeah, charming. Was I charmed? I mean, it was fascinating.
Right? Yeah, well, I mean, you know, they just made something of themselves considering they were all shut in by their father, you know?
Their
love of movies is.
Yeah, they were very.
Propelled them into the limelight.
Creative. Structurally, I was like, cool, they're like trapped in the house, and they're like, it's a group of like seven brothers stuck in the house, they don't cut their hair, they live on the Lower East Side of New York, they never leave the house, and then suddenly it's like, getting, we're out of the house. Yeah. And I was like, oh, okay, but I thought they were just going to stay in the house. I was disappointed they had freedom.
How long were they living in the house?
Their
whole lives. By the time they're like teenagers to almost 20, that's when they start to get out of the clutches of their abusive alcoholic father and like get out and about New York City. They ride the subway and they like go to Brighton Beach, and that's really cool because they all wear like sunglasses and they've got this long hair and they're like, cool. And they've all got bad teeth because they don't have braces because they never go to the doctor.
Mm. Yeah,
that'd feel cool if like Bruce Willis was in it, you know, or like maybe the Expendable guys.
Wait.
Like if they made that because it's a documentary, right?
The Expendables, yeah.
No, the Wolfpack. If they like made an actual movie about.
Oh
like,
yeah, I thought I was like this
Bruce
should
Willis,
be
some older
yeah,
cats, like, yeah
fictionalized.
Well, it'd have to be an all Hispanic cast, right?
Why?
Aren't they all Hispanic, the kids?
Their father is from South America and their mom is from like Iowa.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So you're saying in the fictional version, Bruce Willis breaks them out?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes. Yeah.
Because you got to get it done in an hour and a half. So
I agree. Yes.
Yeah, 2 hours.
Yeah, the documentary just ends with them, like everybody sort of realizing, hey, maybe we should go out every once in a while. and then they do. So they weren't like, really being held there. I mean, they kind of were. It's interesting because I think the whole family's still friendly. I don't think they like got out of there and don't talk to their dad. I think they still.
Some of the guys, I don't know. I didn't follow up.
I think it's split a little bit. Some are still.
Oh.
You know, into the family, and others are more into, you know, being out in the world. But they're definitely film nuts, and I should do an episode of the show with them.
Yes, like you should.
You absolutely should.
They would be, because they reenact films. All they get to do is watch old movies and watch television and stuff. So they're obsessive, and they perfectly
I met one
them.
Of them, and I found out they do not listen to podcasts or enjoy stand-up comedy very much. So they weren't familiar with me.
But, you know. Demi, what about you? What's the last movie you saw?
Captain America Civil War, baby.
Not based on the comic that you brought.
Not based
tonight.
On the actual Civil War either.
Oh, that's what that was? A comic book about the actual Civil War?
No, that would be really weird. No, there are like 70 different Civil War comics, and I was like, if I'm going to watch the movie, I want to read the comic too. Got the wrong one, so didn't bother reading it, and okay. It's bent, so enjoy the prize.
And you liked the movie?
I loved it. Yeah, it was really good. A friend, like 2 days later, was like, have you seen Civil War yet? And I said no, just so I could go see it again in 3D. It's really good.
So you just pretended like you hadn't seen it the whole time?
Yeah, I was like, what? Black Panther? What's Iron Man gonna do?
I knew.
They're like, stop talking during the movie.
And I was like, I can't.
You could sit there and like guess about things that you think are going to happen because you already actually know.
I should have placed money.
Seem really smart.
Yeah.
I bet you Iron Man's going to show up. And then he walks in.
Seems like an easy bet, but yeah. I'd still lose somehow.
No, I mean seconds before he walks through the door. Maz, what about you? Have you seen anything lately?
Yeah, I watched the documentary Dreamcatcher on Netflix. Is it Dreamcatcher? What is the name of it? Is that what it's called? Well, the wrestling one. What's it called?
Foxcatcher.
Wait.
I wasn't paying
attention. Dreamcatcher, the documentary, sounded fascinating.
Also not a documentary.
I wasn't paying attention to the title.
Okay. I was
Fox
like...
Foxcatcher. No, it was originally, they did a movie, then they did a documentary as well.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I was like, that's... Okay.
Yeah.
I was very confused for a second.
Listen, did you see the one with Steve Carell?
I didn't.
Have you seen the one with Steve?
I saw that billboard.
It is disturbing and it's crazy, but then the documentary is even more disturbing.
Why do they use the same name?
Because it was the same story.
But just change the name.
You're the one who went about the same name comic book.
And look how it turned out. It was a mistake.
Right, audience? It's not the same title. Team Foxcatcher.
There you go. They added a team to it.
Yeah. But also, I wouldn't be surprised with how the documentary probably existed before the other one, but now it's on Netflix just because people are interested because of the Steve Carell movie.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I think that's how it went down.
Probably that's how it went down.
But yeah, I want to check that out because I didn't think the movie was so great, but it is a very compelling story.
The story is crazy.
Yeah, that a coach just shoots one of his... Dustin?
Yeah. That was like me and Pete.
I mean, it's history.
What do you got? What have you seen?
I saw Keanu. That was the last one I saw.
Ooh, okay.
I loved it. That movie was hilarious. Oh, my God. My buddy Jamar Neighbors was in it. He's hilarious. And yeah, I really dug it.
Congratulations.
It wasn't a documentary, but it kind of was, too, at the same time.
In a way.
What?
In no way. There's no, yeah.
Isn't every movie
kind
of
documentary?
I was
documentary.
Trying to smarten myself. I was like, come on, Dusty.
Yeah, come on, man.
Keanu.
Get your shit together. Have this some LaCroix. It's brain food.
Get your shit out.
Oh, thanks a lot, guys.
Have the open
one. I'm the only guy who's went for LaCroix and it wasn't there, and I was like, shit.
There's one in right the backwash of that can.
You could just wipe off that can because that man looks... purely
you can
disgusting.
Have this one and
wipe it off.
I mean, if there's any way we can just stop talking about LaCroix, it would be so awesome. Do you want?
I'm good.
No, you're good? Okay.
Oh, it feels so good. Oh, it's so cold. So cold and bubbly.
Good throw.
Didn't go over. Second try. More people cheered for the demise of LaCroix than anything else tonight.
That was wild.
It's time for me to say, let the games begin. Throw away your grapefruit beverage and show us your name tags. Everybody on stage, you have to go and select from the audience somebody that you would like to play on behalf of this evening. If you win, they will get all of the contents of the... prize bags, and I apologize that the beverages have been all taken. I don't know what you're going to do to wash down your cake.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
It's a very nice, quiet crowd during this process. Moz went deep. And it might say, something might be written on the back, there might be a post-it on the back, don't read that out loud.
Mine seems personal.
Be careful.
Nothing on the back.
Megan, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Leave It to Britney, the Beeve is back.
What is that, like a laser disc or some shit?
This is...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In widescreen.
Yeah. You're holding it.
I was like, this is clearly a record. It's an LP of
all right.
Leave It to Beaver.
How to sound.
It's all the great sounds from Leave It to Beaver. And it's even like a reboot of Leave It to Beaver. It's like a modern Leave It to Beaver. I don't even remember that happening. But it's not that modern because it's a laser disc.
Christopher McDonald was in this?
Demi?
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm playing for Matica, a play on Gattaca.
Yeah. That's a pretty cool poster. I don't really care for how it's all, you can't just flatten it out. It's all roly, but...
You put a book on it, that'll flatten it out.
Matt's face.
Some guy didn't bring in name tags giving instructions.
Someone's a librarian or something. Matt's face is over Ethan Hawke's, and Doug, you are the new Jude Law.
Oh, I've been saying that every day lately. Yeah. Very good, get Matica. Moz, what do you got?
Dazed and Andrews'd.
Yeah, he used a little post-it for that.
He just put his name Andrew over confused.
If you lose tonight, on the back, he put somebody that I have to call a shithead. So just pass that to me if you're not the winner.
Ooh,
and then I'll have to say that.
Is a
okay.
Shithead.
Special features is a shithead. And who do you have, Dustin?
I have Where's Cooper, but it's a World Waldo's book with Cooper. And post-it notes as well. I don't know if we went for the same...
I'm just going to come right out and say it, you guys. You all suck at picking name tags.
The one time...
Did you see this giant... Show that one again, the Star Wars one. Look at this. Well, now he's got to unroll his. Put a book on it!
Sorry, Jason.
All right, actually, I take it back. That one's not that great either.
The first time I was...
It's not a very creative group. So you're probably all in show business. You're probably too busy learning your lines.
The first time I was picked from the audience of this show, Gillian Jacobs just took my credit card. Like, just take anything that you see in the audience.
Yeah, well, you know, you hold up something interesting, somebody's going to touch it.
Yeah.
That's just a life lesson.
Right, like LaCroix.
Not,
something interesting.
No. No more. You get a negative point for mentioning this beverage for the rest of the show.
It's kind of like the Shakespearean play that you're not supposed to mention on stage. No longer are we allowed to mention,
Yeah.
The beverage. We'll call it the beverage.
Then we'll call it the, what do they say instead? They call it the witch's play?
Scottish play.
Scottish beverage.
The Scottish beverage.
Yeah, you can say that if you want, but I'd rather it not come up at all if it's possible.
Yeah.
Let's try it. Let's play a new game. Brand new game, everybody. It was suggested on Twitter by someone with the Twitter handle Crayon Wayans, which is a pretty fun Twitter handle. Yeah, really?
No.
Yeah, it's a joke. he's making fun. I don't know if he's making fun of the Wayans, but his name's Crayon Wayans, and he says he suggested a game involving the chapter titles on DVDs. So I'm calling it Chapter 11. And I'm going to name 11 chapters from a DVD in the right order, but not, the DVD probably has 30, 40 chapters on it. I'm only going to say 11 of them.
First person who could just say out loud into their microphone the name of this movie, which means only this people with great. Microphones get to guess. And if you brought a microphone, I will murder you.
What a funny loophole. Somebody whips out their own. Guess I'm in.
I got a Mr. Microphone on me.
Did you say it has 34 chapters?
I didn't say it's got a lot of chapters, more okay. than I'm going to name.
Okay.
And you know, it's not going to be easy. It's a part of the fun. Because these could apply to a lot of movies, I think. Here we go. Chapter 1, Golden Age.
Austin Powers and Goldmember.
That's terrific. I love that you jumped in with a guess, no matter how terrible it is. I appreciate you getting in there. The next one's called After School. Then we've got a track called Family Dinner. Help Wanted.
Harry Potter?
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Full title, no. New and Improved. An Important Meeting.
What? Glengarry Glen Ross?
Working Girl?
Secrets Revealed.
Boogie Nights.
Wait.
I didn't say cock pulled out. Out to Sea. Isn't this game crazy?
Joe versus the Volcano.
What could this movie be?
And, 51st Dates.
No.
Damn it.
Don't be upset. It's hard.
I'm mad at myself.
100 Mile Dash.
Race. Forrest Gump.
No. What'd you say?
Race. A movie that's not out on DVD.
Castaway.
No.
100 Mile Dash.
He goes for a 100 Mile Dash?
He's gotta keep fit on that island.
Okay, now this one might help out a little bit. Bob's Confession.
Uh-oh, Fight Club.
What about Bob?
No and no.
It didn't help out.
Bob's Confession.
But I heard one of those movies, just imagine the other movie. And finally, The Incredibles versus the Omnidroid.
The Incredibles.
That's correct, Emmy. Ah. Demi did it.
Guessed like at every point and was wrong at every point.
Yeah, but that is those are some really boring track titles for what I think is a super fun movie.
Really gives it away at the end.
What's that?
Really gives it away at the end.
Yeah. I did that on purpose.
Well, we didn't know what the second half was.
Because I had a feeling nobody would have the answer by that point. But 100 Mile Dash, the kid's name is Dash.
Yeah.
So that was a pretty good clue for...
How short is each chapter that you would have 40?
They run maybe 5, 6, 7 minutes maybe.
That's a long film.
Like it kind of like a reel in a movie, I think. Kind of. No, well, not. It's not as long as it. Reels are longer, but anyway.
Yeah.
It's not. It's crazy the number of chapters they give on the DVDs. Like every movie has like 30 or 40 of them if it's like a 2-hour movie.
Every chapter is just like two lines of dialogue, and then it's on to the next chapter.
That's what it seemed like.
No, I'm not. That's not.
One of the chapter titles for one of the Avengers movies is What's the Play, which is just something that Captain America says. But when I told Captain America, he said that on this stage, or the other UCB, he said, no, I didn't.
He's old.
I'm trying to get him to come back on the show, but he keeps getting exponentially more famous. I had a great time yesterday doing this show in Boise, Idaho, and coincidentally, tomorrow is International Day Against Homophobia. The acronym of which is Idaho. So let's play a round of ABCD's Nuts, and we're gonna spell the word homophobia. And here's how this works. In honor of people not being homophobic tomorrow. Today, day after tomorrow, go nuts. But tomorrow is anti-homophobia day, and so Demi won the first game, so he gets to go first. And then we'll go to Megan, Dustin, and then Maz. And basically, when I come to you with the next letter in the word homophobia, just name any movie that begins with that letter,
and you're golden. You get to move on. But if you name the movie that I wrote down in advance, if you match me, then you win the game automatically.
Ooh.
Yeah. And like I said, we'll start with Demi, and the first letter of homophobia, of course, is H.
Hoosiers.
good one. It's always a good H title. I went with a movie called Happy Endings. Megan. O. A lot of O's in homophobia if you guys want to think ahead.
You're a stickler. You're a stickler about the title. Like, it can't be like how I would refer to the movie. It has to be like what would be on...
It can't be how you refer to the movie?
Like, I couldn't say The Omen.
Right.
It's not.
Because that begins with the letter T.
I couldn't say Omen. Right, okay. So, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Oh, that's a good one. I went with Orlando, starring Tilda Swinton. Yeah. Dustin?
Men in Black.
Very good. M word. I went with Milk.
Oh.
Yeah.
Those are kind of the same movie.
Men in Dustin Lance Black.
Moz, you get O. Any movie begins with O.
Is Octopussy?
Yeah, that does begin with O.
Yeah.
Yeah, good one. I went with, Oy vey, my son is gay.
Is there a theme here?
Demi, P is the next letter.
Philadelphia.
That's correct.
I counted ahead and I was like, I know what's happening. You can't pull the wool over my eyes.
I would have also accepted Poltergeist. And the rest of them are How to Survive a Plague, Outrage, Brokeback Mountain, I Love You, Philip Morris, and A Single Man. That's my tribute to gay cinema.
Movie?
What?
Is Poltergeist a real movie?
I saw it listed under gay movies.
That's fantastic.
If it was a teenager that wrote the list, it's probably just movies he didn't like. Yeah, there's some great ones. I'd never heard of Oy Vey, My Son Is So Gay, but it's hard to come up with a lot of O titles. And Outrage sounds very interesting. I want to check it out because it's directed by Kirby Dick, who has a movie out now called The Hunting Ground, and he also did the one about the MPAA ratings system. This movie's not yet rated. And he did a movie a long time ago called Outrage, and it's about the hypocrisy of politicians that are closeted gays, but they also vote for anti-gay legislation.
Is Oy Vey, My Son Is Gay the prequel to My Son, My Son, What Have You Done? Just looking for info, guys, not a bit.
Just wants to know the truth.
Just want to know.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so that you're killing it tonight. You're winning every game, Demi.
Well, on that one point,
welcome to the show,
LaCroix.
What?
He just lost a point.
He just lost a point, you guys.
I'm keeping it even. We're going until 10 p.m.
He's getting cocky.
Yeah, he's handicapping it for us. That's awesome.
I'm gonna go into the negatives.
I was kind of joking too, because there's really no point system in this show tonight. So
what you're saying is we can say it as many times as we want.
Oh, damn it! No new rule. You have to leave if you say it.
Okay.
I will have the UCB, the bouncer brigade, throw you out. Because they get very intense around here when we need them to. Let's play Last Man Standing, you guys. Let's do something to really determine who our winner is. And we're going to do it tournament style. So we are going to play for points. So don't mess around with losing your points from now on. First person to 5 points. I mean two, I apologize, two, is gonna win. And here's how this game works, Moz. I just get a name from somebody in the audience of an actor or actress, and then you guys take turns naming movies that actor or actress is in. I like to play along, but I can't win. I just play for fun. And what else do I have to tell him? Oh, and you get your person whose name tag you chose is your lifeline. And each round, you can use your lifeline once.
Okay.
If you run out of titles and you need some help.
And do we just go in circles?
Basically, yeah.
Okay.
We'll switch the order around. So you'll be second. It'll be Demi, and then you, Dustin, me, Megan, and and if the first person to fall out in the first round, next round you get to pick any actor or actress that's in your own personal wheelhouse to mess with all the other contestants.
So, like, losing's kind of good.
It's got a, there's a silver lining to it.
Sounds like it's good.
Yeah, but then so far everyone's wasted the opportunity by just naming somebody that they don't know as many actors in as the rest of us. It's been funny. So we'll see how it works out tonight. Where is AV underscore Ed?
Right here.
There you are. You wrote to me on Twitter. I was saying, hey, there's a few tickets left tonight. And you wrote back, I will come to the show if you let me name the last man Stanton. Did you have a ticket already?
I did not.
You did not. You really did go out and buy a ticket when I told you, okay?
I got
a ticket in line. That is crazy. And you're welcome, UCB, for that extra $5. What do you got for us? Who should we do, AV underscore Ed?
William Dafoe.
Now look, I really think it should be a rule that you have to pronounce the name correctly. It's not William, it's Willem.
He's talking about a different person.
Oh, William Dafoe, let's do William Dafoe, go.
Poltergeist. He's the star.
All right, well, so I let you say a name out loud. Congratulations. Let's go on to the next person. Chino. Where's Chino Latino Q? Ah, there you go. Front row, brought a name tag. How long have you had your ticket for?
Like
2 weeks. 2 weeks. That's what we're talking about. And why are you called Chino Latino? Half Mexican, half Chinese, Dustin.
Hey, yeah, we should hook up. Like, what are you saying that for?
You said that
I'm
like...
I'm just saying, you might have different moms, same mom, different dads, or something, I don't know.
You said that like, oh, half Latino, do you...
Yeah,
yeah. Would you
come
like
on,
to
let's get the half Latinos
later?
Together.
Perhaps we could discuss our heritage and culture together.
Only half.
All right, so what do you got for us? What's your actual name?
Quentin.
Oh, that's why the Q at the end.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, Quentin, what do you got for us?
Bradley Coops.
Now, since we're playing a few rounds, I'm going to allow it. But somebody said Bradley Cooper on a recent show, and I looked at the panelists, and they all kind of shrugged, like, well, this is going to be a tough one. So we'll see how we do today. Demi, what do you got for Bradley Coops?
Burnt.
Okay. Moz.
American Sniper?
Mm-hmm.
Dusty. The Hangover?
Yes. I'll say The Hangover 2.
Full title, Doug.
The Hangover 2.
Oh, wait. I was thinking of the next one.
I'll say Wedding Crashers.
Ooh, okay. That's a good one. Yeah.
The Hangover Part 3.
They did three of those?
Yeah. Shit. I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Hangover Part 4. No, I'm kidding. What's the one with Robert De Niro?
It's burnt.
Do you want to use your lifeline?
I think I got it in my head. It's just they were in Philadelphia, and it was...
It's called burnt.
I'll give you a clue. There was that expression was used by me just 5 minutes ago. That's in the title of this movie.
Oh shit! I should have been listening to you 5 minutes ago. That would be okay. Lifeline.
Your lifeline.
Wet Hot American Summer.
And he's not even saying the one you're thinking of. He went with Wet Hot American Summer.
He's not listening to me.
Yeah. All right, Dustin.
Silver Linings Playbook.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, I said the silver lining of to Megan about losing. I will go with Joy.
Yummy, Doug.
Well, you know. Could be a strategy move here for you to fail. Oh, she's got one.
Limitless.
Oh, yeah.
I just thought of that myself.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
American Hustle.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
God.
That guy's been in some movies.
Mm, Bradley Cooper, huh?
Mm. All right, so you don't have your lifeline, but if you drop out now, you get to pick the actor or actress for the next round.
Ooh.
So that's kind
a,
of
yeah. You know, that's a good strategy. It's like a chess game.
Yeah, it's a good position to be in.
I'll take it. I'll drop out.
All right, he's out. Yeah. Dustin?
I'm going to go with my lifeline.
What do you got, lifeline?
Buddy?
Huh? Oh, full title.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Correct.
That wasn't even, was that my lifeline?
No.
That's that was okay. Just some guy?
Yeah, that was kind of crazy. Oh, it's okay. Oh. He's half Mexican, half Asian guy. We're cool.
Wait, Baseball Jordan thinks that I play games where the audience all just gets to guess?
Yeah, I didn't know.
No, it'd be much harder. I mean, I'd play a much harder game than just name Bradley Cooper movies. But, you know, I will call you his lifeline and move on.
Hey, Baseball Jordan.
Yeah.
Strike.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Thank you. Thank you for my roommate who's clapping.
Because I was about to say, flip over your name tag there, Dustin, so I can refer to the person by name if it comes up again. Because then that people understand better that they're only the one that gets to speak if I only use their exact name. Where's Cooper? There you are. Is that what you would have said?
Yeah.
Okay. Worked out pretty good. All right, so I'm going to go with Aloha.
Good one. I'll use my lifeline.
Who is it?
It's leave it to Brittany. Brittany. The beef is back.
Brittany. You don't have to read the... Just Brittany. Brittany, what do you got?
What? What'd you say? What'd you say?
What's it called?
Midnight V Train?
Midnight Meat Train.
Meat Train.
Midnight Meat Train? I'm going to allow it just because that's some balls if it doesn't exist.
It's real.
Now that sounds like the prequel to Oi, My Son is Gay.
It's.
That's.
Yeah. That's a real movie.
Midnight Meat Train.
I auditioned for that now.
Did you like MMT?
Midnight Meat Train to Georgia.
Yeah, you know me. Okay, Demi?
Serena.
Yes, I was having trouble thinking of what the name was in that. That's another Jennifer Lawrence. They love working together, those two.
They're inseparable.
Yeah. All right, so Maz is out, and Dustin is lifelineless at this point.
Yeah, I'm going to have to bow. I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Let me try to see if I can think of one real quick here. Nope. Megan?
Wasn't he in a soldier movie besides the one that was named?
You're besides American Sniper?
Yeah.
Probably.
Of Burnt.
Really? Green really brings out his eyes.
I want to... no. Okay. I don't know.
Okay. She's out.
10 Cloverfield Lane.
What?
He's the voice on the phone in the beginning of 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
I mean, that's just rubbing it in because you won that round anyway. Yeah. That's great. Good job. One
you
point.
Clap. You shouldn't.
1 point for Mr. Digibe. And I'm just going to write down D. D, M, M. Oh, that's a conflict. And another D. Oh, this is not going to work at all.
That's more letters than my first name.
I match up my guests, so there's only so many first letters of their names I have to deal with. Okay, so that means Maz was first to drop out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you get to pick, and then it goes, and when we start off the other direction, it'll go to Demi next. Who would you like us to use now?
John Hurd.
Whoa. God
who?
Damn it.
John Hurd?
John Hurd.
John Hurd.
Yeah.
John Hurt?
Very cleverly. Hurd.
H-E-A-R-D.
Willem Hurd.
My lifeline better get IMDb ready.
John fucking Hurd. All right. Damn. actually, Demi has to go first, I think, right? Yeah.
Lifeline?
1984.
Okay.
I think you're thinking of John Hurt, but I'm going to let it go because Demi's going to be out in the next time it comes to him anyway. Megan?
Don't admit it.
Do you know?
Alien.
Oh, she's going to her lifeline? And you're saying alien because you're also thinking John Hurt. The man's name is John Hurd. Hurd. Are you hurting me?
Yeah, H-E-A-R-D.
Yeah.
British. He's a British actor.
No.
No. You're thinking of John Hurt.
John Hurd.
You're right.
Don't admit it. Mine was right.
Yeah, I don't know what he's talking about up there. I'll go with Chilly Scenes of Winter. Dustin?
Oh my God. I am so fucked on this one. Where's Cooper? Buddy? My guy?
Yeah, Cooper? Give it up. John Hurd. Not to be confused with William Hurt. What?
What?
He said The Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight?
That sounds right.
Yeah, he played Batman.
What is he playing it? A smuggler?
Is this guy like an extra? What's the deal?
What?
Never mind.
Yeah, I don't think he's in that. Maz?
Well, I put him in the movie. That's why I brought him in, because I know other movies he's in, because I have checked him out.
He's a great actor.
He's in Jimmy Vestwood, American Hero. He's in my movie.
Oh, you bastard!
Yes.
Wait, what other movies has he done?
A lot of other movies.
Like what?
But you guys all, am I to win the round?
Well, I'll guess again.
I know one.
What do you mean you'll guess again? You went to your lifeline, and your lifeline didn't know shit. It's over for you.
He was also in Leaves of Grass.
What?
Is he in Irreconcilable?
What are you guys doing? Can we play the game?
Yeah, it's my
turn. Yeah,
right?
It's Debbie's turn.
Leaves of Grass.
Hey, what is he playing in?
I haven't seen Leaves of Grass. I just read the back and I was like, this isn't for me. I don't like John Hurd movies.
You do not know who John Hurd is.
He's the star of Leaves of Grass.
No, he's not.
All right, Megan, go ahead.
Is he in Irreconcilable Differences?
Maybe.
He might be.
You can't ask it like a question. We're looking for confidence in our players.
Is he... is he in he's in fucking Irreconcilable Differences.
That sounds right.
No, he's not.
That's why I asked.
Okay. She sounded pretty confident.
He might be in it. But she lost already in this round, so it doesn't really matter. I'm trying to think of another one, because he's a great character actor who's in a bajillion things. A lot of it's TV, but he's done tons of movies.
Tell me what I would know him for, like anything, like the main thing.
How about
Jimmy Vestwood, for fuck's sake?
I believe it was...
Yeah, or Chilly Scenes of Winter.
I believe he was
He was like the lead in that.
He was the... You want me to tell you? He was,
No.
Oh, sorry.
I'm trying to...
Poltergeist.
Well, for sure.
I'm gonna keep saying it.
I have no idea who's in that movie, so that's not gonna ever count. But I'm feeling sadness for John Hurd and for me right now, because I know I've seen him in a bunch of stuff, and he's just always a solid, supporting actor, character actor guy.
This is a made up person.
And it's not made up. It's not made up. I'll give you the results in a second. But Dustin's out, and so Maz takes this round down. He's the winner of that one.
Thank you. You want me to tell you a few?
How's the best? I accidentally am calling somebody.
John Hurd.
I'm calling somebody.
He heard all the mean things.
Yeah, you could tell us some.
He was the dad in Home Alone. Also Home Alone 2.
Well, you know that those characters, he's like kind of gone for most of the movie. Like,
fucking Pelican Brief, right?
Probably. Yeah.
He was also in the movie Big. He was the Tom Hanks' nemesis at the toy store, the toy company.
Oh, that's in his top four on IMDb, both of the Home Alones and Big. And then he was in
Sharknado?
Awakenings.
Sharknado?
The very first Sharknado?
Yeah.
Can you check to make sure he wasn't in Leaves of Grass?
Nope. 171 credits on IMDb.
They made that many Home Alones?
Zero name recognition.
And, but, a lot of it's TV, a lot of it. But, man, that guy is he's a good actor. And what was the one you wanted me to look up? Not Leaves of Grass. What was the one you thought he was in? Pelican Brief?
Yeah.
Let me look that up. That sounds
I
like...
I think he was, yeah.
That seems like something he'd be
he
in.
He got killed, I think.
Is he the one that got hit with the
He was a character break? Actor, and then when you read about him, it says that like in the late 70s, he was one of those guys that was ready to hit with all the other method actors, and then he just kind of went the character actor route. That's what happened.
Bam.
Typical Dustin and Bars.
Pelican Brief. Bam. You did
shit.
It.
Yeah, I knew that guy. That dude's awesome. He's in everything.
Yeah.
Okay. In everything.
All right,
he's
good job.
I don't feel bad for him. He's working all the time.
Oh, he's doing great. He's in my
movie. I don't feel bad for him.
Oh, he's got a lot of money. He's doing great.
He's doing?
All right, so Megan dropped out first on that one, right?
I sure as hell did.
Yeah, so that means you got to pick the next name.
Guys, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, all right. This, I don't think we have time for that, really.
I never want to go home. I picked him because I don't want to leave.
All right, I'm going to step out of this one because we got to do a speed round because we really don't have a time for Arnold Schwarzenegger, but we're going to do it anyway.
You know what? Then if you don't want to do her, I'll do someone else.
Well, it's just interesting how you pick somebody that a bunch of dudes on the panel are probably going to know more of his movies than you, right?
I'd like to play that game.
Let's do it.
Damn.
Let's do it. So Maz is first. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
We're going to go with True Lies.
Fuck.
No.
Wait, which order did we go last time? We got to switch it around.
Okay, then we're going
to go to Dustin. Right?
Okay, Terminator.
Full title.
The Judgment Day? Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
That was a trick question, Jude. I just wanted you to say The Terminator.
Damn it! I knew there
was... okay, Megan?
So he said Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
He said a few things.
He just took the whole franchise.
He just said a lot of stuff.
Said, yeah. I guess he said both. Are both wiped out?
Yeah, yeah.
Predator.
You need that one that badly? You think you're going to kick ass at this? And you need...
Don't yell at me, Doug. Predator.
Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines.
Okay.
Twins?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dustin?
Terminator 3, Genesis? Terminator 4, Genesis.
Why just stick to movies of his that just have a simple title and no numbers?
Expendables.
Damn it. He was... I don't know, man. All right, who's next? Who's next? It's back to Maz, or which way are we going?
No, it goes back here.
Okay, Megan.
Kindergarten Cop.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, good one.
Can I say Terminator Genesis now?
Yeah, because that's what it's called.
Right, just he...
there's no numerals, damn it.
Maz?
I'm blanking for a second here.
Arnold. Oh, right, it's tough when you get up here.
Arnold movies.
Megan's so proud of herself.
Arnold movies. I'm trying to think. Can I go? Do we go to the Lifeline?
You can, yeah.
Oh, Lifeline. Running Man. Nice.
Mm. There you go. Dustin, you want to try one more?
I thought I was out, but Lifeline.
Can you think of something that doesn't have a number in it?
Junior. Very good.
Pregnant Man. Like it.
Megan.
Total Recall.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Demi?
Hercules in New York.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah. Maz is out.
I'm out.
Dustin?
Around the World in 50 Days.
Oh, you son of... I said nothing with numbers in it.
Oh, shit. I know.
You
why
can't get
numbers?
Your numbers right.
I'm like some kind of
you're
genius
out. You're
math
out. Make
guy.
It.
Conan the Barbarian.
Mm-hmm. Demi?
Pumping Iron.
Uh-huh.
Conan the Destroyer.
Uh-huh.
The Last Action Hero.
Uh-huh.
That fucking movie. Commando.
Yes.
The Expendables 3.
Sequels. Somebody's in Running Man. The one with his body. It's all the way up. This guy's body. And his
Do you want to go to your Lifeline?
Oh, yeah, Lifeline.
The whole row is helping.
He just had a flop. The one where he's a cop, it's a flop.
Oh, yeah.
Sabotage?
Sabotage.
Oh, I thought you were talking about The Last Stand.
Back to you, Megan.
Red Sonja!
Yeah!
Nice! Expendables 2?
Yeah.
He's just sequeling me! I deserve to win this. He's not in Predator versus Alien. He was only in the first one. Don't be a fool,
yeah.
Megan.
Why are you arguing with yourself?
Damn it.
I think you're done.
I think I'm done.
Yeah.
Only for time.
Do you want to hit us with one more, Demi?
Maggie.
Yeah, Maggie, the new zombie movie.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I don't know
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's new?
It's like a low-key zombie movie, yeah. He's supposed to be pretty good in it. I didn't see it. It's Around the World in 80 Days.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't make it in 50. That's impossible.
He saw the version on an airplane. It's much shorter.
And with 2 points, Demi is our winner, everybody. So come get all this stuff.
Mattica.
Come get your cake, Mattica. And these
two
other two bags full of terrific stuff. There you go. Are you all right with carrying all this stuff? Okay. Oh, he's got a buddy. The buddy system.
Did you ever use your lifeline or no?
I didn't.
Wow.
Oh, what's your Schwarzenegger?
Just
Eraser. No,
never even heard of that movie.
But that's a good one. Yeah, sure. I know. I'm aware of it. Now sit down.
Don't forget your open can of LaCroix.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to drink some of that red heat?
It's been. Oh.
Oh. Yeah, Schwarzenegger's in a lot of movies.
Yeah. He's one of our greatest actors.
Mm-hmm. What do you got to plug, Megan?
Oh, live, I'm going to be at UCB Sunset at 10:30 on Friday night here doing some stand-up.
Oh, that's cool.
And then if you watch The Soul Man on TV Land, I'm a recurring character of the season. It's a little, not little, it starts with the entertainer and Niecy Nash, and it's the final season, this multicam... The Soul Man, and I'm in it, and I think my episode is on Wednesday night. Check your listings, TV
All right,
Land.
Cool. Megan Nuringer, everybody. Demi, what do you got going on, buddy?
I am Gilmore Guys. Gilmore Guys, the podcast I host. It's on iTunes and SoundCloud, and if you're in Boston, we're going to be there live at the Wilbur June 18th. Come out and see us. It's going to be a long 3-hour show for a show you don't know about. And then I'm also writing for a show called The Good Place, starring Kristen Bell and Ted Danson, that is coming out in the fall.
Yeah.
You can see the trailer now.
Just announced on the NBC lineup.
Yeah. Yes.
Only new comedy on NBC, I believe, because they got too many Chicago whatevers. We got Chicago Diarrhea, Chicago...
It's actually the full-time Chicago Good Place.
Chicago Good Place?
Yes.
All right, cool. And one more time, yeah, for Demi Digi eBay.
You just wanted to say my name.
I gotta keep practicing. Moz, what's... besides checking out Jimmy Vestwood in New York, L.A., Encino, and all those other places you named... what else is going on with you?
So, as you said, we're going to expand beyond that. So people should look for Jimmy Vestwood beyond those places as well. And I will. I have a recurring on a TV show on TBS called Detour, which is the Jason Jones show. And then I'm touring a lot. I'm touring, and people can check out my schedule at mazjobrani.com. And go out and help us beat Captain America. That's what I'm, you know, at least like, you know, with the per screen average. We're really close to him, with the per screen average. So if people could just go see it, it would really help.
Right on, Maz Jobrani, everybody. Jimmy Vestwood.
Do you really want to be the guy who's like...
And Dustin, what do you got?
Just doing a lot of touring. You can see the dates at DustinIbarra.com. And if you guys have Netflix, everyone does, watch Battle Creek. I was in that for a bit. Yeah, yeah. Oh, really?
Really?
I swear.
Oh! Yeah, check all of that out. DougLovesMovies.com. Another show tomorrow night over at the other UCB here in town. Thanks to all of my guests. Dustin Ibarra, Maz Jobrani. Gotta say it one more time. Demi Digibe. And Megan Nuringer. And as always, did you mean to write Jerry Marshall? Or were you going for Gary Marshall? Yeah, it says Jerry Marshall is a shithead.
Director of Poltergeist.
Is a shithead. New York Knicks owner James Dolan is a shithead. And people who wear sandals are a shithead.
Thanks again to HBO Now for sponsoring today's episode. HBO Now is the new way to stream all of HBO with no TV package required. Get all the series, movies, docs, sports, specials, and more. Download the app on your favorite device to start your 30-day free trial instantly.
Another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky.